the Haynesboro Finance Committee considers moving forward with a special sales tax on marijuana sold within the borough. And the National Transportation Safety Board reaches a conclusion for the cause of a fatal helicopter crash during a flight from the Denver Glacier to Skagway 2 years ago. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Haynesboro Assembly incumbent Sean Mady has come out ahead in the final count of a very tight race for the second seat of the Haynesboro Assembly election. Mady received 414 votes in the final count, with challenger Paul Rogers receiving 412 votes. Will Prisciandero won the other seat on the Assembly with 468 final votes. Barbara Mulford received 387 votes. This year's election for Haynesboro Assembly had two seats open, the one currently held by Mady and the seat held by Tresham Gregg. Gregg did not run for re-election. Voters also shot down both ballot initiatives this year, one to bring police service to areas outside the townsite and another to select members of certain borough boards and commissions through elections rather than appointment by the mayor. The election is scheduled to be certified at the next borough assembly meeting on October 23rd. Tier 2 moose hunting in Haynes ended October 7th. Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued 250 permits this year, and by the end of the hunt, 25 moose were taken. That is just within the range of the harvest goal for the hunt. All of the moose taken during the hunt were legal bull moose. That hasn't happened in 10 years. ADF&G wildlife biologist Carl Koch thinks it may have had to do with better education on how to identify which bulls are legal to hunt.
We do have a new moose video this year. I can't be sure that that's the reason why. You know, sometimes it just goes well, but I'm hopeful that that had some effect. Had a really good turnout at the moose meeting, and everyone that came stayed and watched the video, and anyone who couldn't make the meeting was able to see it online if they chose to do so.
For the first time in 3 years, the Tier 2 moose hunt remained open until the final day. Koch thinks the hunt lasted longer than previous years due to warmer weather and low water levels, which may have prevented some hunters from boating to certain spots. When ADF&G conducted a survey of the moose population in 2016, it recorded the highest minimum count in 10 years. However, the high numbers are likely related to better survey conditions rather than a growth in population. Koch hopes to conduct another moose survey this fall. 2 years ago, Skagway lost resident Chris Maggio when his helicopter crashed near Denver Glacier. At the time, Maggio was working for Temsco Helicopters. According to a report released last week by the National Transportation Safety Board, the crash was caused due to the pilot's decision to fly despite poor visibility and the Temsco base manager's failure to cancel flights during adverse weather conditions. The accident occurred when Maggio was returning to base in the helicopter after dropping off one employee and 12 dogs at a remote dog camp surrounded by mountainous terrain. According to the report written by NTSB investigator Mike Hodges, the dog camp manager told investigators the weather was deteriorating with snow and wind increasing when the pilot departed on the accident flight. Hodges writes that immediately before departing, the pilot told the dog camp manager that, due to weather conditions, he would not be coming back for the last scheduled trip of the day. However, the pilot then told the dog camp manager, "Don't give up on me yet," which Hodges believes indicated self-induced pressure to complete the day's series of flights. On one of the day's previous flights, Maggio reported to the base manager that he had encountered icing conditions. The base manager told the pilot to do what he thought was best. The report states that operating the helicopter model used by Maggio in icing conditions is prohibited, and reports of icing should have prompted the base manager to suspend the flights. Hodges writes, "It is likely Maggio encountered low visibility conditions and then attempted several departures by routes to the north of the dog camp. About 8 minutes after departure, the helicopter crashed about 2 miles northeast of the dog camp." Maggio spent 25 seasons with Temsco. The operator's pilot training records showed no deficiencies and indicated that the pilot had completed all required training. He was a well-liked member of the Skagway community and in 1997 rescued a pilot and passenger from a Haynes Airways crash that took the lives of four others. The Haynesboro's Finance Committee has decided to do away with an excise tax on local marijuana cultivators due to concerns that it would make their prices less competitive. Now the committee is considering a new method for taxing marijuana sales within the borough. At the moment, an excise tax of $5 per ounce to be paid by local marijuana cultivators is written in borough code. Finance Committee Chair Tom Morfitt says this makes local cultivators less competitive with grow operations outside of the borough because the price of this tax is added to their fee when selling to retailers.
So the assembly found that was kind of punitive because people who produced marijuana that sold it here that weren't from Haynes weren't paying for it. That sent us down the trail of how we wanted to modify our excise tax. Did we want it to apply to all producers, or did we want it instead maybe change it to put the burden on consumers?
The Finance Committee is looking at ditching the excise tax for a special sales tax on marijuana. It would be an additional percentage tacked on to the 5% sales tax that residents already pay when buying any product within the borough. According to Morfitt, a special sales tax has several advantages over an excise tax. He says it's easy to understand and administer, and as the value of marijuana increases, tax revenue will as well. Jason Adams is the owner of Wintergreens, the only recreational marijuana dispensary currently operating in the Haynesboro. He agrees that a sales tax would be much easier to keep track of than an excise tax.
On my end, the sales tax is collected right at the register, paid every month to the borough. It's very easy. Whereas if it was pushed on the growers, then the producers of cannabis would have to come in and pay the tax, or to have me hold those taxes, add them up, and make sure that they're all correct as I turn them in. And all that process and work would be done gratis if I had to do it. So a sales tax is the best way to go about it.
When asked if he thinks it is fair that the borough is considering a special tax for marijuana that doesn't apply to other products, Adams said he feels singled out at the moment, but eventually taxes on his product will be as normal as any other tax. But Assemblyman Morfitt expressed interest in attaching an equal tax on alcohol if the special sales tax on marijuana moves forward.
That has not been vetted publicly. It's something that I think I would support, at least as a trial balloon, to see what people thought. I don't know that we should discriminate between narcotics.
A special sales tax on marijuana would have to be approved by voters. Funds from the tax may be designated for a specific use, but the Finance Committee has yet to determine what that use may be. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.